First of all, we have a very strong cooperation between China and Africa. And as you know, in 2021, the African Continental Free Trade Area entered into force, which means there are many opportunities for business, for production, for infrastructure, for energy, for many, many things, including education. Africa needs to transform its agriculture. We have many mineral resources, for instance, in Africa. Some of them are not even yet exploited in many countries.
You're celebrating 16 years. How far do you think your relationship or association with the People's Republic of China has taken the continent of Africa?
Let's say we have been collaborating with China before even we become independent.
Okay.
Because China and Africa have been fighting against colonialism. But now, as far as Africa is concerned, we need now to gain our economic independence, which is a little bit harder, slower. But China made it. That's why China is for us a model. You know, how China developed could be a very good example for Africa. And we are so close with China because we don't have any colonial history with China, which is not the case. It's the same with the Western countries, for instance.
A lot of Western media have reported that this kind of affiliation or strategic engagement with China could create a debt trap for African governments. How is it that you and the rest of the African ambassadors in Beijing are seeing things differently?
First, we are on the ground here. We can see what our cooperation with China has produced as a result. In 20 years, since the creation of FOCAC, we have seen things change. China is the first financial partner to African countries today. The position of Western countries, we do understand it. It's propaganda. It's because they left the place empty. China came in and they are a little bit sorry. They want to come back, but they don't know how to do it. Everybody needs road. Today, can you say that the population in Liberia doesn't want road? They don't want energy. They are goods we have to share with the rest of the world. You cannot stay in one country in the darkness while the other are in the light.